ideas that solve a mighty problem. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. Honeybee colonies all over the world have been devastated by a tiny blood-sucking mite called varroa. The loss of bee colonies threatens honey production, as well as the crops that need bees for pollination. But now the U.S. Agricultural Research Service in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, is looking to Russian honeybees for help. Geneticist Thomas Rinderer says that these bees have been in contact with Asian varroa mites since the 19th century.
And those bees probably have the longest known association of Western honeybees and this parasite. So if there were any development of resistance by the bees genetically, that would be the place to look.
So Rinder and his colleagues tested the bees. They found that the Russian honeybees were indeed resistant to the mites and also produced good honey.
And so we've got a selection program where we're trying to improve still further the level of resistance in the stock, and a release program where beekeepers throughout the country are given access to bee stocks which are resistant to the varroa mite.
Then beekeepers can either crossbreed their domestic bees with the Russian ones or even replace them entirely. For the American Association for the Advancement of Science, I'm Bob Hirshon.